Okay, Mr. Duncan, the call rolled back to me. Let me get my coworker to help you. Mr. Duncan, I do apologize. We're having a shift change, so someone should be available in just a moment.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just apologizing for the delay. Someone should be available in just a moment.
You know, what company are you with?
This is a customer service call center. We do answer the phone for a number of companies that sell various products.
Do you work with companies that are legitimate, or do you work with shysters?
These companies are legitimate. They do have products that customers order. We track orders, and we verify the product knowledge and things of that nature for certain products.
Right.
But in your case, we do have
a fraud
department who can assist
this.
You.
I'm reporting this to the Interstate Commerce Commission. Because
okay.
This is a scam, and I know it's a scam,
okay.
And
well,
I don't know what you're trying to do to make me wait on this phone for all this time to do nothing.
Well, sir,
but
it is pretty late, so
we're
having a shift change right now, so
yeah,
I'm waiting for someone to pick up.
So what
we
is
do have
your
people
name?
On. My name is Zandra. We do have people
What's your last
here.
Name? What is
we
your
don't
last
share
name?
Last names, sir, for privacy
issues.
Because
you don't want to be trapped, do you?
No, I'm available. We're here 24/7 to speak with you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you work with any legitimate companies, but obviously you work with shysters as well. And
okay.
You will be paying the price for this. Believe me.
Yes, sir. I hear you. These calls are being recorded as well.
This charge will not go through. I've already alerted my credit card, but it does mean that whoever the crooks that stole my card, now I have to get a new card, and I've already requested that. So just so you know that you're working with companies that are crooked, and they're trying to steal money from people.
Okay. So we're customer service stores, sir. And that's what we're trying to do, resolve your issue.
I'm going to tell you something else. You know all of this already. So don't try to act like you don't.
Okay. Sir, I can't deviate from the company's policies. I can only transfer you to the next level. I'm going to escalate the call to the fraud department so they can assist
you. I have a question for you. Did you ever consider getting a legitimate job where you put in an honest day's work and make money that way, as opposed to ripping off people?
Okay, sir. I think I'm doing an excellent job of customer service, sir. But if you hold the line, we'll try to get you taken care of.
No,
okay?
no, no.